Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Ayaz Gul reporting from Islamabad. Three American contractors working for NATO units in Afghanistan are among the dead.
Eyewitnesses and officials say that a NATO convoy was traveling through a residential area of the Afghan capital during late afternoon rush hour when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives packed car near it. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekrorian neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Also in the news, North and South Korean officials met in the early hours today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula before adjourning their marathon talks. South Korean government spokesman said the talks would resume at 6 hours universal time today. High-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcast into the communist north and remove banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers' removal and the talks at 6 p.m. local time. After nearly 10 hours of discussions, a South Korean spokesman said the talks had adjourned until Sunday afternoon. This is VOA News.